from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of what kind of person are you? Years ago, I read an essay by Rabbi Soloveitchik about the notion of Rosh Chodesh Man. Rabbi Soloveitchik took the idea of Rosh Chodesh, the new month, the holiday that celebrates the Jewish new month, and he turned it into a typology. Rabbi Soloveitchik was very big on typologies. There's a typology of a Rosh Chodesh type persona. And then I wanted to expand it to other personas as well. So what's the Rosh Chodesh persona? Rosh Chodesh persona is someone who, like Rosh Chodesh, is very special, very holy. Rosh Chodesh, after all, there are only 12 Rosh Chodesh in the whole year, 365 days, 355 days, but only 12 days, maybe 24, maybe 20 days are Rosh Chodesh. And in that sense, they're special holy days. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's a special sacrifice in the temple on that day. But if you look at Rosh Chodesh, you look at a person on Rosh Chodesh, he's working, doing regular things. Maybe he has a special meal, but he really looks like everybody else. But even though he's enshrouded in the mundane wardrobe, but mundane cloak, actually, beneath it all, he's very special. There's a holiness there that you can't see. So let's try to expand this idea to different typologies. What would a Shabbos man look like? And again, I mean man in the sense of persona, typology. The Shabbat man would be someone who lives for relaxing. You know, who lives, as Rabbi Soloveitchik said, to ponder the heavens, to look up at the sky and say, wow, that's a great universe out there. It's a person who lives to just rejoice with his family, kick up his shoes and say, wow, thank God I have this family, I've got folks, my friends, thank God. What would Sukkot man look like? Sukkot man is someone who loves to rejoice, loves to party, but not just to party in a college sense of the word, but rather to have a party, l'fnei Hashem, to rejoice with God, to rejoice with all the things that he has, not just to relax and say, oh, it's nice, but rather to rejoice and say, wow, I'm so happy, I want to dance about all the joy and all the wonderful things that God has given me. Or maybe Sukkot man is a man of nature who loves to ponder the wonders of the Ranu Kol Hatzeiyar. He hears the song in the birds and the bees and the grasshoppers and the crickets and the grass and the trees. That's the Sukkot man, Sukkot persona, Sukkot woman. Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, we could split them. We could say Rosh Hashanah. It's more about someone who's listening. He hears the call of God. He hasn't decided what he's doing yet, but he hears the call of God. Yom Kippur is a person who's worried about forgiveness. Or maybe flip it around. Maybe Yom Kippur is the sense that, you know what? Even though I've done some things wrong, God forgives me. That sense that, you know, I'm okay. You know, people like that, they're not really such perfect people, such amazing people, but they feel like, you know, God forgive me. My mother always forgave me. My father always forgave me. God will forgive me. Maybe that's the Yom Kippur persona. There's the Pesach persona, the one who loves family, who it's all about continuity and sharing, teaching the children and education. It's all about that. Shavuos, it's all about getting the Torah, learning the Torah. Simchas Torah Jew, it just is excited about the idea of Torah. It's not about learning. Shavuos maybe is more about learning. Simchas Torah, even the simplest Jew is so happy because we have a Torah. It's just so excited. And then there's an Ne'ilah Jew. What's an Ne'ilah Jew? Ne'ilah Jew says, next year, this year I'm going to be so good. Tomorrow I'm going to be so good. But right now, and the truth is, tomorrow is the same as last year. Next Ne'ilah will be the same as the Ne'ilah before. There's Ne'ilah Jew. We hope that we're not Ne'ilah Jews. We hope that we're not just Jews who make great promises and we have great horizons at Ne'ilah. We hope we continue through Shabbat, the following Shabbos. Sukkot. Sukkot is coming. Sukkot Torah, Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is like Rosh Chodesh. It's a hidden holiday. You get there, it's hard to know what's it all about. It's just plain rejoicing, not over anything particular. The question is, what kind of person are you? Are you a Shabbos Jew? Are you a Sukkot Jew? Are you a Pesach Jew? A Shavuos Jew? Or a Jew, as they say in Yiddish, a Pesach Dikki Yid? A Shabbos Dikki Yid? What are you? What Vas Bistu? What exactly are you? Which holiday is tuned into who you are? And what can we do to cultivate these other persona that maybe are not so much us? Maybe we're a guy who likes to relax, but maybe we need to learn more about Rosh Hashanah to hear the voice of things that need to be done. Saul Berman once said that on Shabbos, it's not about what you do. You don't have to do anything. It's about who you are. On Yom Kippur, it's not about what you consume. You know, how many suits I could buy or how many cars I could buy. It's just about, we're not consuming anything. Nobody's consuming anything. No one's eating anything. You can't have better filet mignon than me because no one's eating anything. It's not about that. Let's consider, who are we? What kind of Jew are we? What kind of Jew do we want to be? And this year, this time of year, as Yom Kippur approaches, Sukkot approaches, we have that opportunity to ask ourselves, what kind of person am I? Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfarad Beth Lemeth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Join us each week for discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.